Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, wonderful. I find another day. Blessing and opportunity to be alive, and I am making well of being alive and feeling okay, and spend this day thinking about human civilization. And where civilization is coming from? Something, you know, I keep on talking about. And for people who think that life is for you to go to work, make some money, work with the stock market and see how much money you can make and things like that. But, you know, while that is good, making money is a part of living a good life. Yes, of course. However, what happened to the spiritual side of us? Purity of thoughts and honesty of actions. What about BC era and AD era? You probably not mindful of that. But I can tell you that it is depressing when you look at the human world and see that something is wrong. And considering that I grew up in church, and I remember from age 7, that, as you know, that's what I remember right now. I'm over 70. And it is unfortunate that I was not taught about human civilization. As far as I can see, growing up in Christian church, civilization is Christianity. That's what the church teaches. It is holiness. Listen to me. You see, the fact that I believe that, I mean, people listening to me must be wondering, why do I keep on drumming away at this? It is because over 50 years, I never thought of anything else that is normative in life except Christianity. Now, throughout that time, I believed that and didn't know anything else. I didn't read above fourth grade level. So you can get a good view of whatever else anyone may think about me on my fourth grade level reading. If you think that I should be able to know better, did you know better? And what level did you read on? I am telling my story, and that is something that I don't think any of us really have any obligation to meet any standard, because we don't know no better. Right? So all I can do now is look back at it and make an analysis of how well was I reading in all of that. I mean, only thing I am acquainted with is church thinking, and in whatever way my imagination can work to appreciate it. That was all I have to appreciate. I grew up with a cousin of mine, and the closest I come to seeing something different, it was not a church institution, but it is African people who maintain some of the memory of what things were like in Africa. Now they are in the West Indies and managed to hang on to little memories, right? And what I remember of my cousin, she used to wrap her head with cloth. And I remember she smoked tobacco. And she always do maybe a chant. But the kind of thing that this cousin of mine, which is a lady, and we were close to each other. the family was close. And they were probably more to my father's side of family. And they called the thing that my cousin did I don't remember quite well, but she probably knocked on a drum at some point. I can't say for sure. However, she used to like do a little jumping. I don't know if it's exactly a dance, but she used to like do it, maybe a dance, you know, and make a sound like, yeah, 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 something like that. But it is like a ritual type of thing. I don't think, you know, they talk about African people into witches and stuff like that. And I think at some point in Jamaica, there were, well, not necessarily Jamaica, West Indies as a whole. In the AD, the first 5 centuries, the homosexual people then that take over the Western world. Since they take over with AD Anadamani, they began to control everything about our lives. So I want to bring in something more into what I'm saying when it comes down to having a good sense of not just Jamaica, but the entire Western world, where these white people, homosexuals, say they take over the world with AD Anadamani. What is this AD Anadamani? That's a problem. Knowing history of the world today, to talk about AD Anadamani, it's the best way I can tell you and describe that. Is that it's a homosexual thing. When you're homosexual, you can't be any more uncivilized. Homosexuality is a practice of the white people. That's their culture. When they say they take over the world, this is something, it's like a mystery. What is it? What's that? Then you have, they evangelize people like Muhammad, like in 570 AD. Muhammad was recruited by the white people to become head of Islam. Our civilization go into a nosedive, recessive, which means what we know as moral, civilized life, they come in with this whole bunch of funky nonsense. Okay, and now, as touching our calendar teaches us the different effects of civilized life, these faggots come in with their uncivilized thing and control us because they claim they have military and stuff like that. And anytime they say they conquer African people, you become their possession by this AD Anadamani, which they set up around the creation of a character called Jesus Christ. Don't exist in no historical recording. So until today, the only place you will find Jesus, let's say in a textbook, is the Bible. But the Bible is a problem, not a simple problem. It is the worst problem that affects people's brain. Because anything we know about spirituality in Christianity, it's all sodomite thinking. It's not civilized thinking. Church was never in the BC era under the civilized calendar. There is no church. So we are under this funky sodomite church. And there are many of these branches of churches. But the church is only one institution. Right? With different types of denomination, or they make some of them non-denomination. But this non-denomination thing don't really make any changes, except that anybody can go out and raise up a church for themselves, and they don't have to particularly call it by no special name. Call it anything you want to call it. What not? Church of God, of this, Church of Christ, of that, and stuff like that. It doesn't make any civilized sense whatsoever, but these white people get us into it. I grew up listening to Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, and these guys. Because we are a generation that grew up under Christianity, my friends, our brain, like I say, has been affected. And it is affected by the interbreeding that these white people did. Like I said before, 100,000 years ago, we got into a problem when we start migrating out of Africa into the Western world and other part of the hemisphere of the world. And that interbreeding is what caused the downfall of the African people, because you probably read somewhere in the Bible where stories about Jews, and when you go into Palestine, now they start calling it, you know, from like 1948, calling it Israel, right? The place was no Israel. But these white faggot people start calling it Israel. My friend, it's the worst thing. You know, I mean, look, this church contamination of the African people is one of a kind to get human beings to start thinking something so far away from civilization. So far, that the kind of biblical things we read and believe is evidence that we are mentally ill. I want to see if I can find you, and I'm going to play a little music. The Aquarius, the fifth dimension. And see if I can find what I want to tell you about in the Bible, since I have not read this for a while, but I have the memory of it, where the Jews, the Jewish people, like going back 2,000 years ago, African people are called, I mean, African people mean the hybrid people, the ethnic people are called Jews. Now, it is the Bible I get this from. And the Bible doesn't have any historic. So certification to what it is saying about Jews. It's these white people write Bible and put it in there and make we feel like, oh, it is the God of heaven who rolled the thunder. That's the one who give spiritual words, special people to pass the word along. But coming to read and understand civilized knowledge, I found out what we're reading in the Bible is not what they taught us, because it is not a historic fact that they're writing in there. But these white people have reason why. Number one, white people come from a different species from the African ethnic people. A different species altogether. So we don't have the same kind of blood. It's the reason why the miscegenation or the crossbreeding, that's why it did such irreparable damage to the African people. And if you don't know that, you will be Christian until you're dead, because your attention is not easily affected when you are up on, just say, any concept that you manage to develop that is wrong, different from your African indigenous origin vernacular. It's hard for you to change. You know, after many years of thinking that foolishness, it becomes normative to you. And that's what the African people are suffering from. If you're out there and listening to what I say, you will be lucky if what I'm saying make any sense to you. Because there were the days, the years, when I grew up and believed the same Christianity my parents belonged to, and they did not express any awareness that anything is wrong. However, I am one of 11 children, and one of my brother left the church when he was about 16 and I about 13 years of age in Jamaica. And he never looked back to going in the church. And the fact that our parents were Christians, that brother of mine, at the sequence, the place he holds is like the third child, the 11th. So he is very close to our mother. Not that anybody else not close with her, but the space that he holds among those, the two born before him and those behind him, which is a brother behind him, and then I came after that brother. So I am like the third behind that brother I'm telling about that came out of the church. He came out of the church and he never discussed it with our mother. And that's unusual. And the reason why, it was because the reason was not one that was pleasant for my brother. So he wouldn't bother like talk to our mother about it. He just go on and didn't pay that no mind. Right? It is after many, almost 50 years, I had a chance to talk to him about that. And he explained to me and tell me why he came out of the church. And it was something that happened in the church with the Holy Ghost anointed ones. and my brother. You know, there are those who claim that they are under the anointing of the Spirit and come and decide to dance around you or speaking into some tongues around you, and it always indicates that you must have done something wrong whenever they do that. My brother was not aware of anything that he considered he had done anything sinful. You know, had anyone seen him with companies, you know, that may have been his cousins or something like that? But he said he never fornicated or do nothing like that. Nothing in his conscious mind or conscience. He had nothing on his mind that he had done anything wrong against the church. So he doesn't bother with the church anymore. Because he thought that, well, if that's what the Spirit is going to do, well, he don't want any of that Spirit right there. So I get to find this out. My parents were, you know, content, and nothing don't bother them. Christianity was okay. And there is nobody in the district or whom I have ever met in Jamaica. We go to a big convention every year and stuff like that. Jamaica is totally Christianity, with the different churches in Christianity, different, what do you call it, denominations. It is all the same Jesus and God who begot a son, Jesus Christ. All these slimy, filthy, homosexual gospel, we believe them. So if I believe it for all that long time, you just imagine what my mind has been over, like, you know, say, I mean, my adult time, you know, from age 7 till I'm 27 years of age, that I believe that stuff. And it was like quite a few years later now when I go to school and could read much better and was potential to start seeing things, right? So I it takes like about maybe almost another maybe 50 years after I go to school before I start read and begin to see the world different from what the Bible is saying, right? So what I want to show you is that these white people who say they come and take over the world, there hasn't been anybody yet until my time right now. When I begin to read, like, I have a high school diploma. I go to a paralegal college. So, you know what I mean? That's not big education. Like, a lot of my siblings, they go to college and universities and stuff like that. So, but the point is, I have the introduction to words and to using words on a basic level. You know, nothing wrong with that. I mean, because I still understand when the university person talking, and not unless you want to, like, put me in a certain job and we can't handle, would I have to decline? Right? Right. What I'm trying to tell you, if you can pass the test to go into a paralegal college, well, you must be reading at a level where they find out that you understand words. That when you get certain kind of a textbook, you can read it and know what the law they cover in. Okay? All right. So bringing you to my point, I'm saying nobody I know of begin to read and find out there's something wrong. Well, my brother found out something wrong, but the thing is, he just leave the church. He never, like, go and read further than his little, you know, primary school. I don't know what level he was reading on, if a fifth grade or what. But he get along, you know, with his life, to travel to England and stuff like that. However, I can tell that he didn't, like, advance his reading so that it could take his mind into different interests than just what he limited himself to. After I was over 50, going about 60 or stuff like that, that was when maturity, reality, began to affect my mind. So since I was not dumb, I was not a fanatic person. No, in other words, I was not a Jesus freak. I was a believer by the association of my parents. But there was reservation in my head, in my mind. It's not that I was suspecting anything all along, but I was open up to logic. Anybody want to talk to me and look at something? My judgment was not defiled, if you understand what I'm saying. So though I was a Christian, I was not the one that just sing, gone, drunk, and stuff like that Christian. No. All right? So I have a judicious mind. Different things begin to go into my mind. And if, you know, your brain is a teacher, and if you are predisposed to learning from your brain, you know, that's what happened to me. I start to see civilized understanding and different issues and stuff like that. So that was when things changed with me. And when I talked to my brother, he began to learn things from what I am telling him I read and find out. And that I did not leave the Christianity like just the way he did. Didn't pay no more attention because I never liked what they do to him in the church. But now I have a lot of education of things I have read and realized that Christianity is not civilized, not even beginning with A, move over to say B. Christianity is a fraudulent, it's an hoax. When it comes to civilization, there is no part in civilization that Christianity belongs to. But at the rate or at the stage of life where we, these white people, come start evangelizing African people, we were vulnerable to accepting foolishness. And especially like me, I take on Christianity because my parents were Christians. And they were not in a position to really understand that Christianity was not for real. They thought it was true. Adam and Eve disobeyed God in a garden. And this is what I'm trying to say. Why so our generation are paralyzed mentally? We have a lot of problem because these white people are controlling us, and they are sodomites. And they took a mighty long time before they open up their can of worm on us that they are sodomites. And that they write the Bible want us to turn sodomites. Now, you listen to me talking all the time. And a lot of the things, the argument that I hold tilted to addressing this problem because it is too vast. It is too destructive. It's hard for people to take on, to listen. You see, and I'm not talking about just get up and walk away from what you grow up and are taught. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about to bring your mind to be neutral or objective. That's what I'm talking about. Because Christianity bias us. If you read the Bible, you're fully biased. Because the amount of emphasis in the Bible on Jesus' name if you read and find out, you see a lot of emphasis on Jesus and that Jesus said, well, and unless you love him more than everything else, you know, you don't amount to nothing. The emphasis about loving Jesus and obeying Jesus. And there are too many things that we do not know why we are not able to easily change our mind about Christianity. There are too many things that we do not know. And it's going to take not just being able to read alone to make us understand that Christianity is a faggot institution, homosexual institution. And the white people that you see look nice and stuff like that, you would be shocked and surprised if you read and know what species they originate from. And you hear about the first humanoid and stuff like that, and you don't really know who they are today except the apes in the zoos out there. But you'd be shocked and surprised to know how close the white people and the apes in the zoo are. Because their hominid subgroup come from apes. The ape man that you see, like six of them line up in the book, if you Google or if you're in a book, history book, it will show you the different types of human progression as ape until it turned into a fully upright walking. They show some of them, you know, walking upright, but they bend over and stuff like that until they show you a fully erect one walking upright. All right. But they are apes. The first humankind are apes, African southern apes, the flat-faced man of Kenya. That's where they are coming from. And now this will really hit you and you're flabbergasted. It turns you confused to know that white people come from apes. Now, they will tell you that you as an African come from ape. But the World Literature Textbook doesn't say that. But they are so convincing. They make us believe anything because we are lacking certain knowledge and understanding of what is a civilized world. If we don't know, civilization didn't just come with the night or with the day. It is something that comes both in the form of a manifestation. The intangible and the tangible came together. But when? Because there is a time of history when civilization came to earth. And we are not taught that in the Bible. And the amount of things we teach in the Bible, we would never look for anything else and think that anything else is different to be learned. Which is not true. There's no civilization in the Bible at all, except some places in the Bible that you wouldn't expect those things to be. But it so happens that there are civilized things in the Bible, but it's not scattered all over. You don't find civilized things in Genesis creation story. You don't find civilized things in Numbers, you know, and Ecclesiastes and all that. And a lot of what is in Psalms. Maybe some mix-up things in there. And there is something about the Lord and God and things like that. And you have to examine it before you can say, well, then that is good or that is bad. Right? But hardly any of the books in the Bible is free from sodomite interference with what we would expect to be the word of God. You see what I mean? So we are suffering from a digressive cerebrum and cerebellum in our brain. Every African people, every one of us. It doesn't matter whether you're wealthy, you're doing a good business, and you have a lot of money. It doesn't matter. Because why are we victims of the white people coming and take and seize, although you're making money, but guess what? You are giving to these white people, just as you read in the Bible about Caesar Augustus, what Caesar Augustus was doing. And we take it like it's okay. It's not okay. We are ignorant of what civilization is. And that is the reason why we are accepting white people as rulers. They are not rulers. They are not rulers in the context that we know white people. White people are hominid species. Without giving any kind of a different, indifferent, actual prejudice or hatred, I'm doing it right by telling you what the World History textbook says, and I can't go higher or lower with it. They originate 3 to 4 million years ago, okay, in Africa. And they come from ape. This is not a joke. White people come from ape. And this is the time that we must be serious about it. Because when we talk about they are up there in Washington today, going all over a testimony yesterday that show what you call Donald Trump, they call him a president. You see the worst of any president. The worst of any president. And it's not that any one of them was ever good. There has never been a good president since they claim Roman Republic. There has never been, because number one, even if you had a good president, it still would not be admissible for the African person. And you probably don't understand what I'm saying. Now, I am telling you from my knowledge of reading, man. I read. And it is because I read World History textbook. Why? I know what I'm telling you. And if you didn't read the World History textbook, then you don't really know what I'm talking about. And you're going to follow scripture to guide yourself. And scripture don't have any, like you say, academic consultant that tell you what you're reading in the creation story is true or anything else is true in the Bible. All right? People who want to know will seek to know. You won't jump and say, rrr, because you hear me say something. You will go read and look. That's the only way you get on your own 2 feet. Is to read and know what kind of world you are looking at. And when you hear thunder rolling and lightning flash, what it is all about. You have got to read. And if somebody read, I tell you, it is going to be like, you know, I mean, flying and making noise in your ears because you can't understand what they're saying. Well, pretty much, I didn't have anybody saying anything to me anyway. It's when I start to read, nobody didn't bother me. I did always think that God in the Bible is a God for real and everything like that. So nobody wasn't bothering me. But my observation of society was bothering me. So I was thinking on my own, but responsibly based upon my knowledge of reading and comprehending things that you read. That's what got me here today. I don't follow nobody developing what I think. I read it. And I don't expect anybody else is going to come to a conclusion about what the world is and human civilization. If you don't take it up on your head to read and understand, I don't think anybody can feed you, breastfeed you with that. Anyway, I want to tell you this, some of the fallacies that we believe. And I was trying to find out, I'll tell you that, I didn't give you this, I didn't give you the tune I was going to play, right? I didn't give it to you, Aquarius. Okay, all right. I'm going to give you this tune, and I'm going to look for what the Bible tell us about Jews, which is the African people, who today, the white people, they stop calling us Jews. However, it is still written that way, but they don't care. This is what I'm trying to say. These white people, you think them have sense. They only have certain sense and about, and par with those of us who have our cerebrum infected and we are on digressive frequency. We don't know much anything else besides make money and blah, 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 blah. Right? One of the problem that affect us Africans, one of the things that affect us is the fact that you can't get African people, the people that the white people dub as black people. We're not black people. They don't know no better. It's because they are ignorant and lying and thieves. Why they seek to demean us by say we are black and they are white. That's what is going on. All right. What I'm trying to tell you, though, is that they call us Jews. Right? Hold that thought. The next point I was nailing down is the fact that you can't get the African people to unite like you see even the Chinese. This subgroup of the ethnicity, the darker skinned people, we get hit bad with the white people monkey blood that totally destroy our brain. We hit bad. And maybe there's a reason why we are weaker than the Chinese, because we are the same blood, right? It's only that they have something little different thing that, their air, you can identify by the air, and mostly, their skin color, and however, Indians are not, they are like, I would say there's three categories of the African people. The Chinese, who have much lighter skin. And the Indians, I think it's a mixture. Some may be a little lighter skin and some are dark. dark Indians. But the other, I would say the other category is the darker skinned people. You know, and Hispanic, I don't know where along the line the Hispanic culture spring up, but I guess you can have them in dark or light complexion. However, yes, I'm telling you about the interbreeding. That is what do us like this, because the first 100,000 years, we were not like this. It is after we are coming out and running to these ape-like man and suffer the forced crossbreeding that we got into trouble. All right. Well, that is we, the sapien. But what happened to the Neanderthals that we are like brother subgroup? The Neanderthals, they first kidnapped the Neanderthals. I don't think there were a lot of people, but they got them. They capture those set of our subgroup much ahead of us that were created in South Africa. Because it doesn't say that the Neanderthals were created in South Africa. You know, it is a separate subgroup from us who are wise sapien, who have the blood of the gods. So when they interbreed with the Neanderthals, for a long time, their generation lost the monkey face. And now, this Neanderthal children displaced those that were ahead of them. They get whole undead or whatever it is. And they become the new. They become the new Europeans. So right among the time, right in the time when 100,000 years ago, when they are leaving Africa and go into Europe, right in that time that they dealt with the Neanderthals and changed out. They still mute, but they could only make stone tools, and the Neanderthals did not speak a language, so, but they're good looking. So they become good looking like the Neanderthal and put on more human like attributes. Okay? But when they force breed us who are the hybrid, that's when they began to get babies that talk. Unlike the babies of the Neanderthal that they got. Okay? So this is serious, because these folks never talk. The history is giving us a broad knowledge of what happened, and we don't have anything else. So these white people, they start looking like real human, civilized humans with the Neanderthals. Right, so they outgrow out the you can't find no more of their hip like hominid anymore. So now only history we have to read to know that these white people were hate flat faced man of Kenya, and it is not a skimpy narrative that explain that white people are coming from ape-like, and there must be no misgiving about them, because what has happened pose a serious problem today to us who are suffering from their interbreeding, or we don't have our proper brain anymore. You see, a lot of sickness and disease and stuff like that ravage the brain of the African ethnic people. Don't fool around with what they, when they write a Bible and thing like that, and we have the Bible, our brain is no longer anywhere what it was. You begin to see this from the second part of the 200,000 years when we are migrating. This is all what's been happening to us. It didn't just happen one time. It continued until this day. We are marrying white people. The same people with the RH, racist blood. Okay? And at the rate they are in, we are interbreeding with them, they probably will never dead out like their prior ancestors. While they are now taking a position, they have all the wealth of the world, they are controlling the world. And the best of us, those who rule government, they no longer rule government. So if you think that we are not mentally ill, and if you think some of us are okay, now, if they were okay, we wouldn't have these white people, sodomites. I try to turn in a sodomite with a Christian Bible. You can't tell me that you are a hybrid, ethnic hybrid from Africa. And you would think that you are right because you have a business, you have a whole bunch of money. I know the money that make you civilized. And if people come and mess up your taxonomic energy inside of you, how can your brain function properly? Why you don't get African people to come together again? No! As a matter of fact, the more the African person get some wealth, is the more they feel like they are better than them, and they would more want to be seen with white people company because they have the wealth. And AD Anadamani, you have to sign AD Anadamani every transaction you do. And if that's what you're doing, and simply because you go to university, what good is the university to you? University education to you, except that you can find good job, you know, you can make money and stuff like that. But apart from that, you are no use to our species. If you think that's what is going to put you on top, no. I have a brother with a PhD. He's in England. And he's a minister. He probably on the retirement line now, maybe. But my brother will not hold a conversation with me because, like I said, whatever be my education and stuff, I can have a conversation. Okay? I can talk about a research subject. I can make a distinction between BC era and AD era and what constitute what kind of people live back in the BC era back there in the Paleolithic, Neolithic times. I can talk that. And I can tell you, was there church back then? All right? Opposed to now. I can talk about when did church came about under AD Anadamani and why? What is the change for? I can argue that. You know, when it comes to, I mean, these kind of social issues, I'm good at that. You know, I don't have to have a university degree for that. So people who have higher education, like my brother. They are the corporate people and stuff like that, you know. I ain't no corporate person, but I have raised common sense, okay? And things that are controlling us, I can relate to them, good or bad. So you don't get the impression that because I don't have the higher education, I don't have any sense. You are going to dead as a dead duck, because that is not true. Because it's up to you to prove whether what I'm saying is true or false. Now, you don't know that something is in the world is a textbook, and I know, and I can talk about it. You think your university degree is going to make you know about it? You have to read the world is a textbook to know. Because all those subjects that you do in college or university, how much of it take you through the world is a textbook? You probably never, you know, do much of anything into the world is a textbook. So when you talk about modern man, modern time, what are you talking about? You see, you can talk to me about that. And, you know, and I am likely to ask you questions because, remember, I have a legal mind. Like I said, I have a paralegal certificate. And my concern is about things of humanity, right? So I'm deep into that. So what are you going to do now to duck from me if I ask you proper questions about our human existence and civilization? You can't hide from me because you either know or don't know. And I'm the first one going to find out that you don't know, right? Now, if, for example, before I go further, when these white people come and take over our social custom and deprive us of who we are, and we do nothing about it, do you know how far we are backward psychologically? Oh, a ton. A ton. You won't want to talk to me as soon as I tell you about some of them. But let me just give you this one. They come and take over control, right? And make up universities and colleges and establish civilized institutions. Civic life and everything, they take over. And all these institutions that you have, like Facebook and YouTube and these other, you know, the rest of them. They're the ones who establish these modern time establishments, you know. How do they get the money to come off into this business, since they were, you know, up in Europe there 1.5 million years ago and couldn't talk and only make sound tools? How do they come to talk and get money and stuff like that? And we are here, the one who are the children of Abraham, like they say, but the gods, we are the offspring of the gods. They come and take away every single thing we have that the gods make, like, you know, it is theirs. I mean, you talk about now that they don't hide it anymore, that they like to fuck assholes, two man married man. So you can see from long time they have a blood where a man love to have another man as a fucking mate. Okay? You think about that. You know, a lot of people do well, don't bother talk to me because, you know, there's a lot of heists to break into. You know what I mean? So this one I want to tell you, the amount of things that we are going through. If you go to the doctor, in the United States that these faggot white people control, no doctor in the system will write you a herbal prescription. They're not going to do that. And they have all kind of things that doctor do that you never have to... you know, African people never have to be treated by none of these old bunch of jackass nonsense. All these COVID-19 and every minute they come out, there's a different strain. These are gluttonous fucking ass people that's doing things in society that never was done under the BC era. All right, one more. Some of the things that they have today as sickness. Who do you think discover them? When they're talking about colors, say this. And you're talking about man that is taking their penis and push it in another man's asshole. That's the scientist that is making up all these things and all these viruses and stuff like that. So they're a scientist. If they're a scientist, more power to them. But you know what? They are not African hybrid scientists. Because all of the scientists on Earth right now came by the gods and give it to the civilized people. It doesn't matter how these white people come to learn science. The evidence show they are not civilized because they evolved 4 to 3 million years ago. And the encounter that we have with them today proves that they were not people who attained civilization in any kind of way. They're not civilized. You may think so because they can do this and they may run court system and they may run this and they may run that. We allow them because we lose our senses. It never happened in Africa before. There was nobody in Africa in the first 100,000 years that was making us do all these whole bunch of nonsense. Like now, in the next half of this 100,000 years. You see what I mean? No, we were not like that. And if anybody can change my discovery of this, do it if you can. I am telling you, they don't have any government. But how much can you tell? And who is saying that they are not a government? I never hear my parents say that. I didn't hear my preacher say that. I don't hear them say it in no church at all. But I read it and find out. And when I tell you, you will think like, oh, I must be John the Baptist in the wilderness, crying out in the wilderness. But it doesn't matter to me what it boils down to. It's the truth. The truth is I read it and know that these faggots think that they are the Cro-Magnon man now with all the intelligence and stuff like that, and they can do all things, and like, it doesn't matter that the gods them bring it here. They don't care. They discount all of that. Even though it's in the World History textbook that they learn everything, you know, from our institution. Every artisan skill, everything, and they copy everything and try to make it seem like, oh, they write the better text. And that's what they do. That's what these white, honest, fucking homosexual, that's what they do and push us behind them. Now, I tell you why we can't do anything to them. And the only time when they will stop is when a residue of us rise up and they can do nothing but run like a ghost. Because white people don't have civilization at all. I don't say they don't have a whole bunch of university degrees. I don't say that. But for them, degrees don't make them civilized, though. It's not the amount of education you have make you civilized. It's your blood. You see? And they mess up our blood, our brain. And not unless, well, we escape the full, you know, the full defect and regression, you know, and we are able to now make distinction, cleanse ourselves from our deficiencies. If that doesn't happen, we belong to them. We belong to these nasty fucking ass white people who know, I mean, there, some of them are like carrying themselves like they are really civilized, but look, that looks don't make them civilized. Okay? And all the intermixer that they create and go on like, so they're not trying to mix with us. A lie them a tell. They wish they could have been higher than us, but they never will. Even though some of us may not come back to ourselves, that's what it's going to be, but it doesn't put them ahead of us. Now, I can come here and demean them. I mean, from down the bottom to the president what them have there, Biden, any president that they have. Right now, I mean, none of them is standing tall or not even close to being tall because they're not civilized. You don't hear them condemn that the Narashima and Nagasaki. You don't hear none of them condemn it. No. They feel like they are the greatest. They triumph over us. That must be reversed. You see what I mean? They must be put into their place. White people must be put into their place because God did not create them at all. And they have no right at all to come and demean the gods that created us. And you see what they must say about Jesus. Jesus said, if you don't love him more than you love your parents, then you are not a disciple of his. You imagine that. And Jesus never exists. Why do you think they are saying that? They are saying that because they are using Jesus to displace the gods that created us. And then I said, Jesus and Fim Father created us. That is what is controlling Christians today. I am here. I am seeing it. What do you think I'm going to do? So I am telling you now, they are here with their bowl of filth washing the same feet. You see what I mean? In church, washing one another's feet. And all the washing our saints' feet cannot bring us back to our natural selves. Because we are as contrary as ever, so divided as ever, because you go down that street down there and you see almost little church all around the corners. Black people into different ones. One black pastor in this one, another one in the other one. And we will not come together, even though we have churches back and back, or front to front. We can't come to our senses. And when I tell you what I observe, you'll have a hard time to see sense in what I'm saying. And I am not about going to have any quarrel with people because all I need to do is say these things and then they will run away and will never talk to me again. This is all bad. What do you think is doing that? It's our brain. But when I show you we were not like that in the prior 100,000 years. You see what I mean? I can show you. And what do you have to rebut me? You don't have anything to rebut me. Because I'm talking of the world is a textbook now. Now, a lot of the things that they diagnose us with are lies. And some of these things, we contract them because of the poison that we get from them. Okay? Because today I was reading. You see, when these white people came to America in the 14th century, they are the ones that brought all of these diseases that our people did not know. They have a name for it. They have a name for these diseases, right? But they came with chicken pox. They came with some more. But like four of these, at least three or four of them, that is named out in history, that these white people come here and begin to, and within from the 14th till this 14th century till the 16th century, so like about two centuries, about 50 million people were dead because of violence. None of that wasn't here before. You see what I mean? None of that weren't here before. But things got worse and worse and worse. So that when they come and begin to take root, we didn't have anyone clean and pure and articulate to drive them out. And throughout what we read about our ancestors, in Australia and in the next place there, Australia, and I forget what the other place name. Every place that we read, Brazil too, I think Brazil, and you know, we're these people invade. They carry their monkey, ape, disease. And now all of our African places are plagued with their disease, right? Now they come with Christianity and Bible. And look at us. Look at us. You look at us. Okay? If you don't think that something is wrong, I can't blame you beyond what happened, because you know what? There's none of you who listen to me I can blame for it. I may just be only, I may can just say, well, I mean, but can't you learn better now? You know, aren't there information to help us out of this? I can make, you know, observation like that. But I can't blame you for it. And the end result is, if you never redeem yourself out of this white people's sodomite church Jesus belief, then you will die and perish. That's all. Because your spirit will never good for any gods to want you anywhere they are. So you'll perish and go back to nothing. That's what is going to happen. Now, so I'm telling you, one of the illnesses that they are diagnosing people with is autism. Right? I know something about autism. I can tell you that it is not a BC polytheism era disease or dysfunction. Now, nobody for all the civilized years didn't know it. And even in the latter of 200,000 years, nobody didn't know it until AD and Adamani time, since these faggot come and talking about they are scientists. That's the time it came in, autism. And you look at the kind of stuff that they say is autism. Read it for yourself and look and see when it came, and look and see who was the first to be diagnosed with autism. Read it for yourself. And maybe you may learn something from that. All right. I wanted to like tell you something about what these white people did when they went to Palestine that they call Israel today. Right? Look at what I want to. So I said I would put the music, right? All right, I'm offering you this melody, right? While I do this quick little research and tell you about this Jewish thing.
Yeah.
place in the Bible that address this thing. Okay? And it is saying, introduction. Now, this is from a writing by one Eliezer, E-L-I-E-Z-E-R, and Shem Tov, S-H-E-M-T-O-V, okay? And it says, the basis for Jewish opposition to intermarriage. So the context of this, you will know right up front that it is talking about the Palestine that they now call Israel, right? Let me go at this quickly and bring it out to you. So remember now, like I told you about these Sodomite white people, one of the things that they do that confuses the African people all over the world is their diversity of creating different venue, break up society into different groups. That's what they do. Okay? The churches, they make to have different denominations so that you choose anyone under the same name of God and Jesus. And it doesn't matter how contrary any one of these churches are, they're still autonomous to carry on their church. Now, can there be any purity like that? All right. What I'm trying to tell you, you know, if you think that church is a place that you should continue to go to, you don't know any better, and you think that, you know, there is nothing better than church. It's not true. You have history to tell you what reality is. Church is not a place. Church is always white people thing. They shift around venue in such a way that we are confused. Just a second. Okay, sorry about that. All right, now, this is a very serious thing because you've never heard anything about no Jewish intermarriage unless you read the Bible and see it there. So white people have never been in a situation where they are called Jews except since 2,000 years. When they overtake Palestine, they begin to do a shuffling of themselves because all they good for is to morph themselves into the ethnic African people's existence, which is a violation to the species, period. One species don't go morph up another species. You understand? Good. We haven't done that. You haven't read that since African people left Africa and migrated to, let's say, to the West and to other places. You don't read of we done anything like deprive white people have anything in Europe or nothing like that. No, they're all over us. We don't own anywhere. We don't deserve to have our own government, which exists long before they come about and say they are talking. All right. So I'm serious about this. I'm serious about this because those of you out there think that I'm crazy and all that. Maybe you're going to die and rot and still don't find out that I'm not anywhere going down the lane of a crazy person. I am not. All right? And if you don't know who a crazy person is, you need to find out. And if you can't tell that a person is not crazy, it means that you must be crazy. Because if you are not crazy, you should know when you see somebody and hear them if they are crazy. You should be able to evaluate if somebody is crazy. Are they making sense? So if somebody is talking to you from the source book, from information that I've been given by certified publication, right? You can tell when something is talking about real history and whether they are making a good job of it or not, right? So this subject is one that you will find in the Bible. It gives you the Bible for it. But if you read world history, you will find the source or the root in real history. All right? So this history you can find just like other things about the flood and stuff. That's a historic thing. But they have it in the Bible. So it is something that you have got to use your sense and know when something is civilized and when somebody take it and do something else with the issue, okay? Now, listen to this. Introduction. What's wrong with intermarriage? Now, let's find out. Introduction. One of the most worrisome and least understood subjects of Jewish life is that of intermarriage. Okay, so who is Jewish? In this context, it's African people, not white people, not nomadic white people. That turned out to be only just Sabbath as of old. You see what I mean? Now, the mixture of white people and African people is so distorted that you can hardly distinguish white people that come from Egypt and African ethnic people that come from wise sapien. You can hardly, because of the white people them that set up the church and government and begin to route a different type of a psychological society. It's them do it. It's the federal government and the stinking ass sodomites. The federal government at them. Okay? The Senate at them. You don't see. All right. They're the ones that call themselves Jews now, isn't it? Yeah. How much of them call themselves Jews now? Which part any white people ever call themselves Jews? Not 200,000 years ago. Who were scribes when you read the Bible? It's not them, the white people. They are the so-called Romans. Go there and then begin to shuffle the societal identity. They do it. They do it to the Indian in India too. Everywhere they go, because they decide to take this fucking ass concept that they have to manipulate the entire world. You see what I mean? So they have this story in the Bible now that back in my time when growing up as a boy, back in them time there, we don't know no white people to be Jews then. So it is, and as a matter of fact, and who is Gentile? Because Gentile is the opposite of Jews. Who is Gentile? Are the white people them? In this context that I am reading right now, white people are Gentiles. So let me go on.
Besides, the lack of objective information regarding this subject, it is very complex from an emotional point of view. On the one hand, parents feel that when their children marries a non-Jew, he or she is breaking the millennia-long chain of Jewish continuity. And they do not want to allow that to happen. On the other hand, they feel uncomfortable to openly oppose intermarriage because of its racist connotation. Why disqualify someone as a potential marriage partner just because he or she was born was born of non-Jewish womb? It seems to be a discriminatory attitude. Now, if you notice, the context of this writing is talking about this latter 200,000 years since African people leave Africa and come into the Western world, you know, if you notice. You see what I mean? Because we didn't have no non-Jews marriage, African ethnic people. You can marry a Chinese. It is still your culture. Because we are all heterosexual culture. Chinese, Indians, Hispanics, and those in the East there, like the guy Muhammad is an hybrid person that the white people they bring into Christianity and call them Muslims. They are the one who made that guy a criminal. You see what I mean? They finance him and everything like that and turn him out to be a criminal. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, if you look and understand that this argument is coming up because of these white people who bring in the heresy of the church and begin to reclassify society. These faggots, they do it. So the Bible that they give us to keep us in the church, that you have all these problems to deal with, whether with Jewish, and they subtly push us out by 70 AD when they change our calendar and have our reverence to our gods no longer something that we do and rituals. They take us over now, these sodomite white people, because they have the highest form of identity now, because Africa no longer carry on kingship government. And if I wasn't reading, I wouldn't know what kingship government is, because nobody represents it. But that is the civilized authority. The calendar. The solar calendar. Not moon calendar. Moon value is under the sun calendar. You can't make the moon season to worship the Pope. You can't make that African calendar. These kind of stuff that we must get out of by first removing Christianity out of our territories. You may think that, the white people are now occupying our territories, and you know, it's like, oh, they are here to stay. Who tell you that they are here to stay? Who tell you white people are, you know, I mean, this is something that the gods, I mean, vow to do, to kick them out where they come from. And the way they pounce and behave like, oh, they can get rid of us and get rid of the gods and stuff like that, they're going to find out. But how must the God do anything without the people with their blood? We are the one with their blood. And, well, those who are gone spoil, them spoil. We can't do nothing about that. But what about those of us who come to realize and are able to salvage ourselves? We are the ones who are the conduit, you know, to manifest the qualities of the gods. And if we don't know, we just cannot function. So we have to know. We have to know the knowledge of civilization. Who brought civilization here? All right? So let's go on now to this whole bunch of bagaboo nonsense by these faggots that is taking over everything from us. They're going to find out how easy they lose it. All right? Now, in order to analyze this subject, it must be divided into parts. Now, who you think is writing this? These sodomites. These sodomites are writing this very thing that I'm reading to you. I'm reading it because it serves a lot of purpose this way. The world that I am talking to is a world that is confusing. Are confused, right? The entire world, except for a few people, are civilized, are uncivilized, and only have knowledge of the Bible and the foolishness, what these faggots as a divine word of God, and say, your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the word of God. You see what I mean? You know, you tell me in what way your mind can be unnatural to understand anything that you read. All right? Now, so they are saying, number one part is, what is the basis of the opposition to intermarriage? What is the basis? Number two, how can a Jew oppose intermarriage without contradicting the natural instinct that he has to fight discrimination, especially after all that we have suffered throughout history as a result of racial discrimination? When do you think we start to have this racial discrimination? Not in Africa. Not the first 100,000 years. But once we step out the borders of Africa and begin to travel out to go into different parts of the world, which was, nothing was wrong with that. But you came involved with these ape-like humans, okay, who is thirsty for talking and all that. Yeah, they found some people talking and find out, oh. And by that time, they already, you know, fucked up the Neanderthals and killed them off, and then they look like humans, so acceptable to, to associate with humans. But now, the only thing they see in the Neanderthals that belongs to the wise sapien species is that they don't really speak, but, you know, they are good for company, so these ape man find something to exploit, and that's what they do. That was way up ahead of running into the hybrid that is wise sapien. So they go ahead quite a long time, and a few generations come and go. Since they start to get talking babies, and before you know it, they have enough generation to only talking white people about. Okay? So by the time they're done with the Neanderthals, they're not talking, they come and bump into the white sapien, the hybrid. And that's when the talking babies come. So right in that time, they began to get the talking babies, and then the older generation die out, and they start talking. That's why we know them today having different European countries talking. No more are the mute one, no left, but you are seeing crossbreed between the African ethnic hybrid people and Homo erectus and also the white sapien, which belong to our species. We wise sapien belongs to the wise sapien, the initial ancestor. Okay? And that initial ancestor begot two subgroups, the Neanderthals and the wise sapien. Right? So they get the good looks from the Neanderthals, and then later on they get talking baby, the wise sapien. And that's where the disaster happened, where our brain get damaged because of them bad blood. Okay, you get it? All right. So dealing with them coming way down into like BC, BC, 600 BC. Now they are going all about, 509 BC, they move the king in Italy and then expand themselves. Now, so the 509 BC was the time that it is noticed that Africa went dead, went silent, all right? So we don't have no more political, protection from our own kingship government. And from then, kingship declined from the run, take over the St. Peter's Basilica up there where you see the Pope is right now. That's our place, right? So now, when you see there having this argument about marriage, intermarriage, and discrimination and all that, and racial discrimination, those things never happen in our context. The first 100,000 years development in Africa, we don't know nothing about no racial prejudice or nothing like that with no member of the ethnic group. Where is the ethnic group for these white people? I mean, before they come and molest us, what happened to the ethnic group? We have ethnic group of our own. What happened to their own ethnic group? They don't come up with none. They don't, and they claim they write about some that they have, whole bunch of other type of subgroup that come from the hominid, right? What happened to them? No. Look at the kind of a problem that we African people fall into. We got these talking serpent now that beguiles, because that's what they write in the Bible. No such serpent don't exist. It's these same white people that we're dealing with. It's them, because they've been around and worldly wise animal apes. They have a lot of common sense. So when they start talking, they are ahead of us. If we don't go straight, they're going to make us stumble. And this is what happened, right? Now, so they're talking to us and dealing with us and find out that we don't have much sense. From the interbreeding go on 100,000 years ago, come on, right down 75,000 years ago, come on, right down to where we are here today, that when they're going to do
mash up the Bronze Age stuff that we are making, and then come down to 509 BC, they push out the king out of Rome, Italy, and then take over all of Italy and go everywhere we settle down here and have things, and they come with all of their disease and throw it on us, and pretty soon we're dead out. That's what happened. So now they are still here and we can't figure them out and don't realize that, you know, they're not supposed to be among us. So they turn us against each other. We cannot no longer come back to ourselves. And this is where we are right now. So talking about this interbreeding now, you have a context of it? What we're talking about right now? Racial discrimination? How we come by it? All right. Number three, what explanation can one give to his own non-Jewish friends to justify the refusal to consider them for marriage? You see what I mean? What explanation can one give to his or her own Jewish friend to justify the refusal to consider them for marriage? Is that them have bad blood that I destroyed we from 100,000 years ago? That is the reason you must have at this time. It is his that cause us to can't rule ourselves. Why we cannot get together and why we are in church. And being in church is one, but we can't be in one church either. We go all about the place. So our brain is regressive. Since their blood, since they start to fuck our blood, we got regressive. A lot of us not coming back. And they keep on piling up all kind of stuff on us. All right. So it goes on now. The basis. Here, the biblical basis here. The primary source upon which the prohibition for a Jew to marry a non-Jew is based, be found in the Bible, Deuteronomy 7 and the 3rd verse. You shall not marry them, the Gentiles, mean the white people, them, African people, hybrid people, must not marry them because them call themselves Gentiles for the sake of the argument that they are talking about this subject that should be irrelevant to African people, because we should not be indeed having any kind of a sexual, because you don't know, I mean, I guess if you're ignorant, you don't know that sex is a sacred thing, and it protects who you are. When you go have sex with a woman with gonorrhea and stuff like that and see if your body get defiled, you're sick. You have to go get treatment. So what I'm trying to tell you is that interbreeding with Chinese and Indian is ethnic group. It has no harm. But when you go into white people is not your ethnic group. They don't belong to your taxonomic species. They're not. White people are not. So we gone out of the way a long time. And, well, now you're knowing, though. Now you're knowing. You see? Because they want us to start fucking asshole if you don't know. I can give you the knowledge about that. That I am not joking. If you think that you are to marry to these white people, you have to look and see what we were the first 100,000 years, what we become at the end of the second 100,000 years. Look at that, and you will have to go into the details to start reading and find out what is different about us from them and why we are underneath them today. It's because they fucked up our blood with their rhesus.
They resist blood, monkey blood, okay? Now, Deuteronomy 7:3. You shall not marry them, the Gentiles, about which the Bible speaks. And when you hear Bible speak, you must know that the Bible is not for African people. You must understand that. No creation story belongs to African people. It's for them because them write the Bible by extracting our history and write what they want in the Bible. But you don't have any Gungwa line with white people. And you can read the story over the last, 13,000 years and see who they are. Get a close-up shot as to who white people are. Okay? In history. Not in a Bible. In history. Read the World History textbook because it is an account that you will get an extensive understanding about this issue here. So it goes on. You shall not give your daughter to their son. You hear it? And you shall not take his daughter for your son. You see? Now, there's a lot more to this. I want to tell you this because I'm not going to keep on reading this, but I saved the link here. Okay? I saved the link. And if I were ahead, I'm beyond the time now, you'll not be able to like come into the chat room and get this link. But of course, you have your Bible and stuff like that. You can read this, Deuteronomy 7:3. Deuteronomy 7 chapter. You can read the whole thing. And know that this whole story is a hoax. It's nonsense. Because the white people make it up. They invade us and come and mingle with us and go on like, I don't mingle, they want to mingle. But because they find out we're stupid. Like I tell you, our brain is gone. Okay? What I want to tell you now, I read a place in the Bible where there was a setup between some Jewish men and non-Jewish men. Something, I don't remember the story so exactly like I should. However, it was something, there was a setup between the Jewish men and the non-Jewish men. They set up something, I think, with some women and like that. But it was under the heading that they must not mix up their women at all with each other side the Jewish men must not mix up with non-Jewish women, right? This was not talking about homosexuality here. It's talking about male and female mingling together, and that they are writing something about Jews and saying that Jews should not, because in African tradition, you don't mingle up with white people because they don't belong to your species. They're going to destroy your species if you have sex with them. All right? So what happened to that plot that I'm telling you about is, I am remembering a little like the Jewish men destroy. Oh, yeah, I think the Jewish men set up their women have sex with some Jewish boys. But they never meant that it should happen. But they want to trap them. You see, they want to trap, they were tricking them that when the time came for them to carry off the session, it's like
there was no woman for them to have sex with. And they killed those guys who wanted to have sex with their women. Something like that. If you've ever read it and you find anything kind of a little different from what I'm saying, but I remember that it was a plot. And if I am not mistaken, you may find it go the way that I try to explain it. But like I said, if you find anything kind of a little bit different, it's a long time I have not read this, right? But I remember that there was something that falls in the context here of Jewish men don't have sex with non-Jewish people. And he said, don't marry to the non-Jewish daughter and don't give your daughters to Fidem's son. That's the kind of thing you read about in the Bible. So if you don't know that this is not history, you will go and think that, oh, Bible story is really true, and think that there is a possibility to mix up with these faggot homosexual folks. And they're using the Bible to really bring African people into Christianity, because Christianity at its root is faggot, is homosexual. We are heterosexual. And it is over time that we have been led to think, to accept white people like our own. And nobody discussed the species, the taxonomic problem. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. Now, let me come back to the theme of the show. I know what I'm saying is going to be difficult for a lot of people to digest, but I'm telling you, I won't be surprised if there are people out there that are gradually catching on to what I'm saying. It took me quite a few years to gain good grasp of all that I needed to digest. It took a while before I was able to begin to hold my own with this. And I am not interested to impress anybody. If there be any impression that I spin off on anybody, it must be to go and read for yourself. Be independent of what you read. Know the words you're dealing with. And if you do that, you have done well for yourself. And whenever you talk to other people, you will be of the best help to them. And that's all I got to say about that. Because outside of that, I'm not interested in doing anything else. Okay? I want us to come to the realization of who we are and get rid of the problem that we find ourselves in. Now, Africa. Talking about our government in Africa. It's sad. It is a sad, sad story. Something I never thought I would have to deal with as a problem. Because I just think that whatever the gods set up on earth before they left the earth back to their planet, I think, you know, like we look at architectures and different things that the gods established, like the things of the Bronze Age. You know, the only thing these white people did at the Bronze Age was destroy. And as soon as they get to the point where they can make a further stride to do evil, like in a political sense, that's what they did. So first they did the political part by overthrowing the king in Italy. How could they do that by themselves? They could not. So now I am telling you that the Africa that we have is not a government of the African people at all. And those people who are living in Africa right now, you can just imagine what they are going through with the kind of government that they have. Their brain is damaged. Because you cannot leave ideal for regressive thinking. You just don't. So what happened to them? These white people give them a dose of it. And right now, they don't know whether they're going or coming. Africa, null. God's wise sapien, wise species. Is that what it is? No, it is sapien species. you got to excuse my eyesight here. Yes, so Africa, null. God's wise sapien species. Politics. To first, or we can say to the first, to the first evolved ape-human gaze. So if you understand what I'm saying, is that Africa, dereliction of duty for kingship is in effect. And the white people now are supreme. I was too long in the church and are overwhelmed with the amount of time my mind kept in that context of thinking, confusion and foolishness every day. Now I know better. And I will have to be like the sun that is shining there, because I'm not going to be anything else. Okay? And let what happens, happens. Now, let me get to the next portion. Archaeologists have covered a lost metropolis in South Africa by Casella Carley. Africa, null. God's wise sapien species politics. To the first evolved ape-human gaze. What was once thought to be a scattering ancient stone, ancient stone huts on the outskirts of Johannesburg, South Africa, has turned out to be the remnant of a thriving city lost to history 200 years. Who brought civilized kings rule to Africa? Kings have ruled in Africa at least since the time of the pharaohs, the early Egyptian kings who came to power about
3000 BC. That is at the Bronze Age time. EGYPT. EGYPTS system of the royal rule lasted for nearly 3,000 years. In some cases, outside powers did introduce kingship to African societies. In 204 BC, the Romans made Massinissa, a North Africa chieftain, king of a region called Numidia. Who do you think could be doing this? The Romans, right? That's what it says. Remember now, it is these criminals that overthrow the king of Rome in 905. So it's like about 200 or 300 years later, these Sodomites overthrow the king of Rome, that they are now introducing kingship. Imagine that. Imagine that. You see the trick that they are playing? They bring in a man ...204 BC. Romans who just overthrow our king in Rome made this man named Massinissa a North African chieftain. Who knows? He probably was a African hybrid too. Call him a chieftain. King, region called Numidia. They allow Massinissa and others to rule Numidia until 46 BC. You see how long they make this guy rule? When Julius Caesar converted the kingdom into a province of the Roman Empire. You see, so if they put him in and make him a king, they can easily do what they want to do with it. You imagine all of this? The puppet show that Africa is under? They make these white people do anything they want. When did Africa become democratic? Democratic government held its first democratic election in April 1994 under an interim constitution. The ANC emerged with 62 majority. What is the original name for Africa in Kemetic history of Africa? Tashif Kea, Anna Diop writes, the ancient name of Africa was Ankembulan. Alkebulan. The ancient name of Africa was Alkembulan.
All right. Alkebulan. Yeah.
All right. So you got some ideas now about Africa and from when Africa become no good and why we African people are suffering the way we do. I hope you are learning something. It is my pleasure to talk about these things because I didn't know them. And, you know, I wish I read brilliant like some other people because I would be way, 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 way more advanced at this thing. But I'm doing what I can do. I can't do what I can't do, cannot do. I'm doing what I can do. And just hope that somebody will find out something for themselves from what I am saying so that I won't waste all the time. All right? I'm going to live the way I understand, and if I can help somebody else to realize something, it is a pleasure to me to do that. Right? And I'm doing it at a pace where I'll be happy if somebody picks up some knowledge from something I'm saying. All right. So let's go now and see. So now it says, Alkembulan, mother of mankind. You hear that? So that's the name we are supposed to use and not America. Africa, what we call it. I imagine it's the white people they call Ankembulan, change it to Africa. So that they know that they are owning Africa as their own. Partially. And make America their own as well. Imagine that. And think about the meaning of Ankembulan. Think about, you know, and I used to like use it in a skimpy way before, but I don't recall ever seeing the definition for the name of Ankembulan. You see? And what a name, usually you give name to things based on the value of it and the value of this country. See, these sodomites don't want it to carry the name, the definition. They don't want Ankembulan. Ankembulan. They don't want it to be called that because it is the mother of mankind. White people, no one, none of that. They want the Noahian Adam and Eve in the garden. That's what they want to deal with, what they have in the Bible, these white fucking ass wild dog idiots. That's right. From now on, I'll have the right name to call this place we call name America. You see? I would like to know what they call America before they call it America. Did I know a name, a different name than America? I probably didn't forget what it was. But I can find that out. But that's right, mother of mankind, Ankembulan. Or
Garden of Eden. You see? Yeah. Kembulan is the oldest and the only word of indigenous origin. You hear that? Oh, man. Imagine this. Imagine this. I have to respect this. And so it goes on to say, Al-Kembulan is the oldest and the only word for indigenous origin. It was used by the Moors, Nubians, Numidians, Carts, Hadan, and Carthaginian. Imagine this, imagine. But this year is some means a lot to me. Means a lot to me. All right, my friends. We come to the end of what I got to say. And I want to thank you for tuning into the program. With all my heart, may you be blessed for paying attention. Because to me, I talk about these things because it's the most important thing to me in my heart. And that's the best thing I can say about it. You know, it's the only thing that I find as a virtue that I want to, like, control every part of my mind and my feelings. All right? Now, if you want the world, you can take it and go off with it. Because, I mean, what I want is something that I have a desperation for. Okay? So, shall we play a few tunes here while we are going on? All right. Let's play you a little Peter Tosh. Go tell it on the mountain, right? Let's see what Peter Tosh is saying on this. Okay. Let's see. Peter to touch. Touch on the mountain. Peter touch. Stand firm. Stand firm.
My brother, stand firm, are you gonna be right? commercialize me. You want to commercialize me. Do you think it is wise that I should get baptized? But when I realize it was the devil in disguise. Come till I see, another one come till I see. To be in the light, got to take Jesus Christ. You talk it like gladness, but that is madness, I say. And all you got to do, live clean, let your work be seen. Stand firm or you're gonna feed well. Live clean, let your work be seen. Stand firm or you're gonna feed well.
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. and your faith is broken. Even as the eyes are closing, doing with a heart wide open. My heart, say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
Silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did. Said I do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Bowed and prayed, hearing the ungodly they made. And the sign flashed out its warning, in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway wall.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside the garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
If I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you, newborn with a will. We're calling from the hills. Summer was coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills. Nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on, kiss her. Go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you me that way, that Sunday, that summer. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. That Sunday, that summer.
If I had